must now all be. Through the precious blood of Christ we have victory. If the Lord before us speaking never fail, nothing against its mighty power can e'er prevail. Come, car us away through the blood of Jesus. God will give us victory through the blood of Jesus. Through the Lamb for sinners slain, yet who lives and reigns again, more than conquerors are we. More than conquerors are we.
Good morning. You're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to a close relationship with God. And it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is Attaining Good Success. Attaining Good Success Part 1. Now, memorize is taken from the book of John chapter 14, verse 23. John 14, 23, I read. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Our reading shall be taken from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. I read, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? If it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors, through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Joshua chapter 18, verse 20. Joshua chapter 18, verse 20. Hymn 6 is taken from Conquerors and Overcomers, Now Are We. So today's devotional. When God's children have to fight through obstacles and challenges, they often have scars from the battles before they finally receive their trophies. There is, however, a better way to fight, to succeed for children of God, and that is winning without a fight. As we see in Romans 8:37, which says that we are more than conquerors simply because God loves us. I will discuss this today in continuation of the series I started 2 days ago. When God loves a person specially, he makes them more than conquerors, meaning that they enjoy victories without fighting. Imagine a scenario where a boxer fights hard to win a championship belt, then hands it over to his wife along with all the proceeds from the boxing match. In such an instance, the wife won the boxing championship without even fighting. I pray that the Almighty God will give you victories without fights in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people say that God loves everyone equally. But this is not really true. Jesus had 12 disciples, but some were closer to him than others. You will recall how Jesus took only Peter, James, and John with him to the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. Those three disciples were clearly closer to Jesus than the others. However, one of them, John, was even much closer to him. For example, when Jesus was asked to reveal the identity of the person who would betray him, he didn't give a direct answer until John asked him in John chapter 13, verse 21 to 26. Beloved, there's a secret I want to share with you on how to make God love you specially. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 23, that if you love God, you will keep his word, and his Father will love you so much that he will make his abode in you. This is a special kind of love that he has reserved only for those who obey his commands. When you live your life according to his will, God will fight your battles for you, and no one can be against you. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Your life will be filled with experiences that demonstrate God's special love for you. Even when it seems as if destruction is looming, one way or the other, God will maneuver things to your favor and even promote you. Daniel chapter 3, verse 8 to 30. Beloved, loving God by keeping his word is your guarantee to attaining good success and experiencing victory without a fight. Reflection. Do you keep all God's commands? That should be a question we should ask ourselves today. Do you keep all God's commands? Thank you so much for joining Open Heavens today. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way again next time. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.